Sit back and relax. It's time to improve your financial lot in life. Produced at CFIS-FM Studios in Prince George, this is your tune-up. And here's your host, Deb Ross.
Hello and welcome. So happy February 1st, everyone. We have gone through a very interesting January here. But today I have invited a special guest to launch us into February. So January, all kinds of New Year's resolutions. I don't know how that's all gone for everyone, but hope you've had an enjoyable time realizing that New Year's resolutions are overrated. And here we are, February 1st. I've invited Katie Suick. She is a certified life coach. The company she works with is called KMS Life Coaching. Katie, thank you for your time today.
Well, thank you for having me, Deborah.
So could you start off by telling us all about your career path? How did you choose to become a life coach? And what was the path that got you to where you are today?
Well, back in 2006, I believe it was, I went on mat leave with my second child, and I had left a job where I was doing student recruitment, and I had done it for enough time that it was getting very old very quickly. But when I came back to my position after that mat leave, I was told I'd been bumped from my position, and it set me in a bit of a tailspin of panic, like, what am I going to do? I have two little children now. But what it really did, it was a blessing in disguise in that it helped me get really clear about what is it I really want to do. It sure isn't recruitment. And so I did some research. I started thinking about all the things that I wanted to do when I grew up. It used to be that I wanted to be a counselor or some kind of psychologist, but I worried about that in the sense that I'm an extremely empathetic person. So I was worried that I would take things home with me, that I wouldn't be able to separate myself from other people's problems. But I came across life coaching as a term. And as soon as I saw that, I was curious. So I researched it and read probably 100 articles about it. And as I read about it and learned about it more and more, I realized I had found my northern star, my light. That was what I was meant to go for. So I continued my research and decided that what I needed to do was figure out, well, how do I be trained? You know, number one, how do I make sure that whatever training I do is properly accredited? So I did all my research, did all my homework. In the meantime, my job was actually offered back to me. But because I had found a new path, I only went back for a short time before finding a different job that was less hours and less commitment so that I could focus on this new path that I had found. So I pursued it. I completed it just in time before my third was born. And of course, that first year I was a little preoccupied, but soon thereafter I launched my business. And since then, I'm now in year 9. I have had the pleasure of private coaching one-on-one, facilitating classes and workshops, public speaking engagements. I've worked in companies to help employees. And I just feel like once I knew what it was that was calling me, I dove in head first and I have zero regrets. It's been an amazing ride. So here I am.
Here you are. And it all started because of a bump.
Exactly. A bump in the road, a bumping from my position. Yes.
I find that a very interesting verb that you were bumped. And then, of course, an interesting noun that it was a bump in the road because a lot of us experience bumps.
Yes.
And bumps can be bruising, but bumps can be healing as well, or completely create a different path for us to go down. So I really appreciate your word about a bump.
It was bumpy. It was very bumpy. There was a lot of uncertainty. And I think that when one door closes, another one opens.
Yes.
I really believe that.
I do as well. So in its briefest type of definition, what is a life coach?
So if you want to get really technical, it's really a professional who works closely with his or her clients to help them identify, pursue, and achieve specific, whether personal or professional goals.
Okay. So you work with people, they already have their own goals. You don't have goals for them.
That's correct.
Okay. So then I hear the wording life skills coach or life skills professional. Can you talk to us about the difference between the life skills versus the life coach, please?
Absolutely. So the life skills profession is actually radically different from life coaching, which comes as a surprise to a lot of people because they sound so similar. But life skills is really about life skills. So the life skills practitioner or coach is really trained to help individuals build up those pieces around life skills. Life coaching is very different in that we are not considered the expert on any particular issue. If you told me you wanted to be an astronaut, I don't have to know the first thing about becoming an astronaut, but you would know what you need to do to get there. So my job would be to pull out the expert in you. Life skills coaching is different in that they are the expert helping the client to identify and build skills. Life coaching, the client is actually the one that's the expert, and we're just facilitating that process for them.
Okay, so it's a lot broader in terms of application as opposed to specific life skills.
That's correct.
Okay. Yeah. So are there different types of life coaches?
Yes. Life coaching is really an umbrella term for many, many, many forms of coaching. So you can have personal coaches, which I largely identify myself as a personal coach, but there's a lot of people that will niche into specific areas. So you could have executive coaches, you could have corporate coaches, you can have health coaches, wellness coaches, everything, business coaches. So really it's about a specific trade and a specific skill set that can be niched into a specific area. So, you know, as someone myself, it took me years to figure out the niche that I wanted to go into. And I'm still, to be honest, trying to figure that out. But I do know what I'm passionate about. And I call myself a personal / transformative coach, for lack of a better way.
Personal / transformative. That's very interesting because that really reflects what you just said about actually launching into coaching. It was transformative for you.
That's true.
Very interesting. Okay. And what about educational requirements? Can you walk us through kind of what the expected requirements would be for what it is that you do and what other life coaches do?
Yeah. So the one thing that's maybe a bit, or certainly in my opinion, unfortunate, is that people out there, there's no legal requirement to meet certain criteria to be a coach. You can go call yourself a coach. I personally do have a bit of a problem with that because if you want to be a certified coach, you really should go through training. It's a skill set that involves a lot of learning. So through the program that I did, I went through something called the International Coach Academy, which was fully accredited by what's called the International Coach Federation. The ICF, the International Coach Federation, is really, in a sense, the governing body of coaching. So if that particular body is in charge, basically they set out the requirements. So in order to be what I am now, I had to go through, you know, a certain number of teleclasses. I had to go through a certain number of practicum hours. Obviously, there were assignments involved and whatnot. And as a member of the International Coach Federation, anyone is able to advance their professional qualifications and climb the ladder, so to speak, at different levels. So I would say if someone was considering being a professional coach, to definitely find a program, there's many of them that are accredited by the ICF, that is in alignment with what coaches do. That way, I really believe that if I'm going to call myself a professional, I darn well better be following certain protocols. And so it's really important to me, as it is to other certified coaches as well.
So I guess when you have a group of coaches who are following the same methodology, there's an ethics board or an ethics agreement that goes part of that group. Is that correct? Do you have an ethics accountability?
I absolutely do. There's a list of certain ethics that I follow. Definitely as a coach, we have to be extremely careful about our methodologies in that we don't cross over into other areas like therapy or counseling.
Right, because of course the coaching is quite different from therapeutic counseling, is that
absolutely
correct?
Yes.
Actually, why don't we just answer that question? That leads me right into my next question. How is a life coach different from clinical therapists and clinical counselor?
Well, what I would say about that is sometimes it can seem like a bit of a gray area, but as coaches, we are trained to watch for any red flags. So if there's abuse or trauma or addiction or any of those really deep-seated issues involved, we definitely don't want to be messing with that. That is not within our qualifications. So the best way that I like to describe it is coaching is very present and future-focused. So when I use an analogy with that, I've used this in the past, it seems to help clarify. If a client comes to me and they bring me a bin of dirty clothes, like dirty laundry, I'm going to say to them, you know, you probably should go to a professional to get that cleaned. You've got to deal with your dirty laundry per se. And once that's done and they're in a relatively healthy place and ready to move forward, bring that clean laundry back. Let's fold it together. Let's put it away together. Let's figure out what you're going to do with it. So it's really about being in a place of relative wholeness. I mean, in the sense that we're all broken and we're all human and we're all flawed, but to be in a place where we're capable of moving forward instead of being like sucked back into the past, which can be the case. So if I have someone inquiring about coaching and I could see or sense that they are being held down by something they haven't addressed, then I will politely tell them that they may want to seek the advice of a qualified professional in therapy.
So I found it interesting that at the beginning of our conversation, when we were talking about the differences between a life skills coach and a life coach, it almost seemed like the life coach was that next step, that perhaps there were some life skills or perhaps some therapeutic type of intervention or whatever strategies, you know, whatever the buzzword is these days. I'm not quite in tune with that, but that the life coach takes the pieces of the puzzle that people have where they're ready to move forward. Because, I mean, making the call to a life coach, that's a big deal. That takes some bravery on the part of people saying, you know, I've gone as far as I can go by myself. Mm-hmm. I have some dreams. I have some goals. Maybe I need validation or maybe I need to help clarifying and bringing that into crystallization. Making that call, I think, is quite a brave step. And then you take it from there and coach them on how to put those pieces, their own pieces, together. Is that accurate?
I couldn't have said it better than myself. No, it's fantastic because I have had clients come to me who have been through therapy, who have reached a certain point where, well, here I am, but I'm not sure how to go forward. I know that I want this, or I think I want this, or I don't know what I want. Whatever the case might be, I'm there to help them walk through that process.
Wonderful. Well, that will lead us into my next question. However, my next question is a longer question. So after the break, we'll ask that question.